Wow. Who, which, where, that's a show? What do you, you brokered it or you did it yourself?
Pincus
Oh, wow.
Hashim, if
Very
you
nice. Are we doing
know.
Leilo Nishmas someone?
What?
Leilo Nishmas, you.
My parents, my in-laws.
Wow.
Doing it
First
here?
Haftarah?
No, Abraham got five swarms, they said that they won't get much use. So my boys have been nudging them because they died by Newport, and they only have two there.
For sure.
Yeah.
You're not giving it to Newport, you're letting them use it, yeah.
They're ready to contract to rewrite.
Okay, good.
Contract.
You need a contract, by the way, with these things. I mean, on the mantle it says Zeh Sefer, it belongs
right.
to you, right?
That's what Benedict did.
Yeah, but on the Atzachayim you have to put it. It's you should put it on the thing. It says, like Brul Sefer on Atzachayim says the Sefer belongs to Hillel Brul.
Really?
Yeah. And so does Benedict and so does mine. And my grandmother's.
It's just as easy to take change out to find it.
You never know, you know, like this, it's
just as easy.
Yeah. You have the mantle, it's
you should put on the first few letters in the cloth, on the sideways.
My father's, I have to switch, it says my grandmother's name. To get a new mantle. It says it belongs to my grandmother. It belongs to my father.
Does it?
Yeah.
Saying that the aunt didn't.
I should go on Saturday. I should do that.
Just to make a fight.
No.
They're
very bashal. Yeah, they're very bashal, man.
It should be. She got a Leah last week.
Otherwise, she was up to that. we're up to Kuf Beis on Beis. Got him. Yeah. Well. Tell you, she is sponsored for Shlomo Falls on Zeb and Rachel. Omer Maxim, but on Esther, Brian the Mirmas, Reza Soto. We had a guest in Shabbos. Big Yelly Stefanski fan. Yehuda Zev. Came back in the afternoon, hello?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
He
you
says,
got him going. You got him going.
20 years till you get to Yelly Stefanski. In the afternoon, he announced it real loud. This is great.
Who is it?
Shlomo Avigdor has a son who's a brother who's. What do you call paraplegic? Not paraplegic. No,
yeah.
He's disabled. He's, I think he has cerebral palsy. I don't know what he has. Not cerebral palsy. The, what's the one that what Koenig's daughter has?
No, it's not CF.
Yeah, same thing, but he's also affected in speech and his eyes, you know. So he came to Shlomo. Shlomo convinced him to, took him 6 months to convince him to watch all his defense. He's very stubborn, these guys. Finally convinced him he doesn't miss a day. Like he watches it every Yontif. He watched all three blot. He knew Kuf Beis. He knew the whole thing. He said the jokes are not as good as Eli Stefanski, and the shiur is not as good. Thank you. He's good. He's good.
Real good.
Anyway.
She
was coming first day Yontif. He's coming the whole Yontif. Oh, not the second day. Right. He's not making a sukkah, I know. Beretta was telling me all about it.
Okay,
Avram ben Gilo. Sorry, Sasha was Masha. Esther was Chayafa, Domir in peril. Chava Hendel was Yehudas, Michal David ben Chana Shiro. Michal David ben Chana Shiro. How's the building? It's coming along? You see something? Like it's foundation's in?
Not the foundation, but they're hitting the walls and stuff.
Oh, really?
The slab yet.
But the walls are in? They did already.
Oh.
You're behind. You're behind the eight ball.
Behind the eight ball.
It's really coming.
Yisrael ben Bracha, Moshe Ephraim ben Sarah Miriam.
How the average coffee?
He's doing good. Yeah, they knew he was doing good when he asked for a cheese cherry Danish in the ICU.
That was 2 months ago.
Two weeks ago, yeah. They said he could go home. He's good. Anyway. This guy, my yeshiva, his father went back on the vent. Erev Yontif. It's terrible.
This kid collapsed also.
Who collapsed?
Cats. Died.
Died. And then Teperovitz's son, Gertz's son, went into cardiac arrest on Yontif.
Gertz.
Gertz. You know the guy's the mikveh in the backyard?
Yeah.
On Newport, it's Teperovitz's shver.
Mm-hmm.
He lives here.
I'm saying his kid was here from
his kid is a single kid. He never got married. He's about 40 years old. 45 years old.
Was the one in the cardiac arrest?
He wasn't feeling well at all. Solo. Went to cardiac arrest.
And?
He was dead. They revived him. And Ibn Nochid, they put him in a stent. He's doing better. Totally clogged one artery. How you doing, Mark?
Good.
No, the coat doesn't have to come out yet. A few
the
more
clock,
degrees.
The did they finish on time? We got it here.
Okay, so we started the mission over here. Actually, we could just do it over fast. What time is it? It's late.
3 days in.
Okay, so we said the guy sells a base court offer. And base court offer on Imaychalach. So if there's nooks and crannies, and you have a big nook in the field, or you have a big mountain in the field, and it's dalad. If it's dalad, it's dalach. Pass me those papers. Dalach is, please. Dalach is that it's
not considered part of the property.
I'm through all the papers. Dalach is that it's not considered part of the property. I don't see anything more. Why not? But if it's less, then it's measure with it. Zok to Gemara, Tanan Hossam. We have a Mishnah. Hamakdish is there, Bishnasa Yevil. Noisimoy Beis Zera Chaimis Oirim. Chamishim Shekel Kesef. There's a pasuk in the Torah that it says, Imis Deach is also Yagdish Ish Lashem. Vahoya Erkecha. Lefi Zara Zera Chaimis Oirim. There's a pasuk. And that tells you the special halacha that when you makdish the achuza, then you pay a set amount for this base core. Now, the pasuk is talking about where you makdish the day after yovel. So yovel's for a year, and the next year you makdish it. That's the amount you pay. You deduct from that amount as you go along. So it's a sliding scale. So it's zera chaimis oirim b'chamishim shekel kesef. It's 50 shekel kesef for 49 years. Means if you do it 20 years in, then you take whatever that it's every year is a shekel and something. So you deduct that. So and this is a special halacha only by steachuzah when you makdish it, you're paying this very little amount. Chamishim shekel kesef is very little for base core. Shaviv would be way more. But over here, the halach is also that if it's the owner being paid it, he has to add a little bit of punyan or something. So the halach is that if you makdish your field and there was in that field there was nooks and crannies, nukim amukim yutvachim, a slum going yutvachim, or a rock high and then tvachim, four tvachim wide, it's only b'shus, ain't in dod ima. You don't count it with this base core, which means that you would deduct an amount because this amount of chamish shekel kesef is only for a base core. So if you have whatever that amount is less, you have to deduct it also. So you have to take a base core. A base core is 30 saw. You basically divide chamish shekel kesef in 30 saw, whatever that is, and then you divide that in how many minus how many how much right exactly. It's you have to configure it to the field. Pachas mekan and dodan ima. If it's less than 10 tefachim, you measure with the field. I don't understand. Why can't these ditches and mounds be their own hektish? And whatever the difference is, a base course 50 shak kesef. So this is a drop of a base course. So you, let's say it'll be a one shak kesef you redeem it for. But it's there's no reason why it can't be hektish. You gotta be makdish. A ditch in a field to hektish. No, maybe the halacha in the Torah is maybe it's a specific measurement that you're allowed to be makdish to hektish, and as little nothing is not hekt. It's not. It doesn't work. So that the Gemara says it's not true. Sodom. It says, "V'imistei achuzasoi." I think that's the pasuk. Matam lo mishnema zerach chaim misarim achamish shekel. Ain le'el shlikish be'inyazem. And now Rabbis lesev chatz lesach so tak of chatz tak. I'm gonna stay mekal mokim. V'imistei achuzasoi. Yep. So that tells you that you can be makdish anything to hektish. So very nice in the field of base core that you makdish these ditches and mounds are not included. Let it be its own hektish. Fine, it's not included in this hektish. Include another hektish. Mara says, no, I'm gonna have.
Why are we assuming it's not? Just when you did this field, it's not included.
Right, but
you did it on
the Gemara's Hamira was because it says Zerach Chaimis Arim. That's a special. That's a measurement. Without the ribuy of Mistay, you would not know that anything under Zerach Chaimis Arim could be donated to Hekdesh as a Steachuza, as a Steachuza. Kedushas Dam, yeah, but Kedushas Dam doesn't have this halacha of Chamish Shach Kesef. This specific halacha that you get a discounted rate to redeem Hekdesh is only. Is a fixed rate is only by Zerach Chaimis Arim, which is a shear. But without this pasuk ve'im mistei, if you just said ve'im achuzasa ya'akdash Hashem v'ayach v'i Zerach Chaimis Arim, you would not know that anything. But the Gemara is saying that that's not how it is. Okay, so the bottom line is: so then, what's going on in the Gemara? Why is it not included? Why can you also redeem that at that percentage? Amar avukva chama hacha benekoyim meleim mayim askinan. The lav b'nei zriya ninu. We're talking about ditches that are full of water. They're not b'nei zriya ninu. Or a mound, a rock, that's also lav b'nei zriya ninu. So when we exclude a ditch or a rock, it's talking about that it's not ready to plant. And if it's not ready to plant, then that's not nichlal in stay. Because when the pasuk says, v'im mistay achuzos yach Hashem, it's referring to a field that's royal Israel. Not just stam anything. Anything else that you makdish to hektish is kedushas damim. This halacha of Zerach Chaimis Arim has to be royal Israel. It says Zerah, I think it's Zerach Chaimis Arim, not stay. Yeah, Nikar Be Zerah. Yeah, Rishbam says. So basically, that's why it's not included in this steachuza. Deikonamik, don't you do me this slime? It says slime. What's slime? Slime is a rock. So a rock is not royal zir shmamino. So effectively tomorrow, ihocha fil pachim b'kam nami. So why does it have to be 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim dal, like the Rishbam said in the Mishnah, or 10 tefachim high, even if it's a rock that's 4 tefachim, or a ditch that's 4 tefachim deep, full of water, is not included in the field. And it should be not included. Why is that yes included? The Mishnah specifically speaks out that it's included. And the Brisa, and the Mishnah over there, both Mishnahs. So Mara says on our papa, Abish Emile. Hanu Nagni the Aramiku Shad Aramiku. No, that's included. Rishbam says, Ain Lehem Shem Mifnei Atzman. The Kimid Ikar Asad the Royal Zriya are called the Nikar Bezera. That's not excluded. Yeah, that's where it comes from. Rishbam says in the Mishnah.
Oh, okay, so that's what it is.
No, but Rishus doesn't matter. Now I was saying Royal Zriya. If it's royal Israel, then I don't do Rishus. That's in the Mishnah. That's how we learn the Mishnah. Now we're saying, no, that the only reason why tenth Fachim is not included in the Hektish, because even Pachim tenth Fachim is not royal Israel. But under tenth Fachim is included in the field. Means
right.
the
tenth Fachim and royal Israel, that would be what?
We'll see that in a minute. The Gemara is going to ask that. That's a good kasha, because in our Mishnah, it doesn't say anything about royal Zriya. It just says 10 Tvachim. Tomorrow's next kasha. So, where's the Aram Mikish?
It's the same reasoning for Shabbos, though.
Shabbos is Shusma from the Atzma. Yeah, but it's nothing to do with our Sugya. We're talking about.
That's why it's not. That's
no.
Karatir.
No. No, no, no.
The word is that it's not its own Shus, it's part of the field.
Less than that.
Yeah, but if the reason is because not royal Zriya, you still have to come out to another din.
This says nothing about Zriya.
Yeah, that's the whole Gemara over here. That's the whole Gemara over here.
Not this Teretz.
Yeah, this Teretz also. We're sticking with the gun. It has to be royal Zriya. So if it's not royal Zriya, so why do you need 10 Tvachim? Let it be 4 Tvachim, not royal Zriya, if it's full of water. Teretz is, that's included in the field. Doesn't have its own Shem. Doesn't have its own Shem, even though it's not royal Israel. You still get away with it.
It's a bad part of the field.
You still get away with it. Nothing to do with its own Rishus. It's just that it's not included in the field.
They allow you some leeway.
Exactly. It means you don't have to have the whole entire field royal Israel. Most of it is good enough. But once it's 10 Tvachim, then it's its own Rishus. I mean, it's similar. You have to use both things.
It's a stump.
You have to use both. Gemara says, Gemara says, Mikri Shida Aram Mikri. Hacha Mai. What about here? So what's the halacha? We have a bris next Shabbos. The shul. Rabbi's daughter had a baby boy.
On Shabbos?
I don't know where he's going to do it.
I'm telling Kippur.
He's going to be there, and it's between Shachris and Musaf. That's when you do the bris.
He
won't be here for Shachris, he'll come for Musaf.
We're going
to walk there. We're going to walk Kippur to White Oak.
We're going to walk there for the bris.
It's between Shachris and Musaf.
What's the big deal?
We'll take a break, 3-hour break. We'll finish at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You guys don't realize what a bris and Kippur is. It's a big deal.
It's a major big deal.
It's a big, big deal.
Bris, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos is
a very big
thing.
Going to be a great year or a bad
year?
It's still not a big enough deal to make the whole shul walk the White Oak, just let you know. I mean, you have to bring machis or shashiva with the frock for that. Yeah, between Shachas and Musaf they do. After laning, yeah. He probably won't be here for Shachas and Musaf. They'll probably daven over there somewhere.
What's that going to do for you? Absolutely
nothing.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
What's not him that holds it up?
Davening's over at 7:30.
The rabbi doesn't hold up Shmoneh Esrei. Never.
It's not him that holds it up.
Nobody holds it up. It's not long.
They don't wait for the rabbi.
By what? By tekiahs?
By tekiahs.
Yeah, not tekiahs, Yom Kippur.
No, but I'm just saying.
And also, they don't want chakras.
You're finishing ski anyway. And you're finishing 7:30.
And it's Yom Kippur. Where are you going? Like, exactly what's going on over here. It'll be done by 11 o'clock. I mean, I hope the rabbi realizes that he comes back, we might be done. Just let him know, like.
I'm 28 minutes.
Well, over here, Musa is a lot longer. Musa is 45 minutes.
Friday, they made it earlier. They made it quicker.
No, Musa, because it's shofar. That's the problem. Over here, they blow shofar in the middle of Musa. That's the problem. You have to wait for everybody.
Right.
You have to wait.
Right. So that's why
it's faster.
Yeah.
My answer is faster.
No.
Because you blow. Yes. Sure it is. Yes, it is.
I don't know where you guys are.
It's faster for the oilam to start, but not for the guy sitting by himself. I would have finished before them.
You would have finished. But
no, it's faster.
It's a half hour. It's a half hour.
Right.
It's
like
longer.
It don't blow.
Right.
Like
it's much longer.
Minutes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not true. Not in Yeshiva. Yeshiva was a half hour.
What time do you finish?
By Blaze, I think it's 40 minutes.
2:15. Both days.
We were 40. How long were we?
You're talking about you compared to
yeah,
Yeshiva.
Blazer was what time?
40 minutes. Shlosh Maaseh.
Okay, but they already decided that before.
Yeah, no, these have set times.
I mean, we have set times, right? 12 minutes, 6 minutes.
We're lucky. We have 15, 12 to 4. Yeah? Who votes on the time?
I have no idea.
12 to the first time?
Four mad guys.
Yep.
Let's go right there. Okay. So basically, we'll see. I'll see you after Yom Kippur.
No, they have to do the tekiah, so they're well tekiah.
So Gemara says, Hachamai, what about our sugya in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, what's the halacha? Is our Mishnah talking about the Nekoyim Malayim Mayim? It means we just finished saying that when it comes to Steachuza, these Nekoyim Malayim Mayim. In our Mishnah, what's the story? Hachamai, Amar Papa, I'll be She'em Malayim Mayim. My time, over here in the Mishnah, it's a separate reason. Ein adam roitzer shi'iti ma'oisa makam echad ve'yirlu k'shnayim v'shloshim makamis. When a guy buys a field, you cannot plow a field in this manner. In this manner. You can't plow and then go down the ditch, then go up a stone, and then go down, and then go up. It doesn't work. So nobody's buying a field with these kind of ditches and mounds in his field. I want a normal field. Give me a field that I could plow straight like an amala mensch. So Mela, that's why if it's 10 tvachim and it's 4 tvachim wide, it's considered its own area. And that is something that a guy would not want in his field. So Maswa Avino Vadum Slime Tani. What do you mean? It says slime. Maslim Dlabnez Yuninu, Afanam Dlabnez Yuninu. What do you mean? That was the whole riot of the Gemara beforehand. That's Dlabnez Ria because the slime is Dlabnez Ria. So if you have. The Mishnah says, "Hayisham nekoyim amukim asar tefachim." Sorry, "Hayisham nekoyim amukim asar tefachim," and then it brings down "Oyslong gwein tefachim." It's the same idea. So Gemara says, "Vadum yislaim tani maslam damin ez yuninu hafan am lam ez yuninu." Gemara says, "No, keep telling them yislaim apachus mikan We're referring to when it says doing the slime, it means less than 10 tefachim. Less than 10 tefachim, that's when we're saying doing the slime.
So is it the safer?
Yeah. That was saying that the chiddush is that even if it's laban is real, but if it's less than, it's included. But in the ratio, it's anechanami. It's not doing this long. It means even if it's bnei zriya, doesn't have to be. It's full of water. That's the end of the gemara. Zok the gemara. Pachas mekanim dodan ima. I'm reading trushim shamru. These rocks that we said that are not included. Base arbas kavan means you have a arbas kavan. You have a base kur, which is 30 saw, which is 75,000 square amas. It's a pretty big area. It's 8 acres.
Wow.
So Amar Avukva, Beis Arbas Kavan. Amar Avukva Bacham, Hushum of Loam, Chameshes Kavan. These rocks are how do you say, Mugder? They're distributed over Chameshes Kavan. Ruchi Barabba, Miachanam, Hushum of Loam, Berubas Rasada. No, it has to be spread around the whole field. So Bar Ruchi Barabba, Rubam Bemuata, Umuata Meruba Mau. If it's most in a little and a little bit in the whole thing, do you also look at it like that? Or maybe that's not considered, that's something that a guy wouldn't mind. So Gemara says, Teiku. Barab Yermia, another halacha. Kashir mao. Kishuru mao. It's dadamao. Derech kaza mao teiku. So all these things, these are ways that they stop the plow. The Rishbam says when it comes in a circle, you could plow, you just have to lift it over the circle. So you have the rocks in a circle around the field. So you plow and then you lift it over and then you go weiter. Maybe that's not the end of the world. Maybe that would be good. Or if it's a straight row, that's not good because the whole row is not good. So you lose that whole row. Or is the other pictures that the Rishbam has. He has some pictures over here. Gary made the same thing. You have this. It looks like a pickable field. The dots. The bottom picture looks like a pickleball field.
Not really.
The way you guys play.
There we go. Let's go. You just touched a nerve.
Yeah, they don't know how to play. They hit like this, the belly goes this way, the belly goes that way. You know what I mean? Six pickleball fields and one tennis court. They took away two tennis courts.
Yeah,
but it's better that way because the other tennis courts are now, that's the pickable field could knock the heads.
Bothers you,
huh?
Really hard to play. That's why he doesn't play with us. He's scared we're going to. You won last night, Avi?
Tana Imhayasela. There's no winning that game. Tana Imhayasela Yechidi.
Winning means that you went.
Imhayasela Yechidi. If it's a singular rock. I feel the kosher in the name. What does it mean, singular rock? So Rambam says, it's like Ikach Chosam and Asefer over here. It's a funny Gemara. It means that it's a rock at the beginning of the field. That's a problem.
Yeah.
A guy will not buy a field where he starts off hitting a rock. Rambam says, Tani Allah, Shema Yassel Yechidi Chutz Ma'asada, Samach Asada, Ubalei Amach L'Haskel Lindon, Misham, I feel him have a Hustel Koshu, that have a Namach Yutvachim Harbe, V'Kotzim Harbe Tvach, I feel like Einim Dada Ima. Nobody starts measuring the field from a rock. You go past the rock and then you start. I'm not buying this patch here, even if it's 9 tefachim, not 10 tefachim. If my stomach is meitzar, I feel a koshu, and in the emo, same thing. Boy, Papa, what about mufsik off of the times? A little dirt in between. Does that mean stomach is meitzar, or is that not called stomach is meitzar? Will a guy measure from there or not measure from there? Meitzar, there is 3 tefachim of dirt. So they start out with dirt, then you hit the rock. So maybe it's considered as like buying a rock that's 9 tefachim, that's not included. Teiku, Baravashi, Afram will mat with some mala. It's on the fence, but there's dirt underneath. Afram will mal with some mata. There's dirt underneath or dirt on top. Either way, the bottom line is there is some dirt over here, so maybe that's included. Teiku, it's basically we don't know what the guy's mindset is. We're trying to figure out that's the shiloh here.
The first part is completely on this property.
On this property that you're buying, but when you start measuring, you hit the rock first. Means you're starting to measure a base core. Take the tape measure and right at the edge is a rock. So I'm not including the rock. I'm not starting from the rock. I'll start right after the rock. You could keep the rock. The Rishbam has two pshatim, but he says that the second pshat is wrong. Mainly Ashiv. And also the Gemara clearly...
The way he's actually makes more sense, that it's coming from outside the property and into the property.
Well, Rishbam... oh, that's what we mean. Yeah, but it's part of the property.
Part of another property.
Wrap it up.
So, it's a basic property. Give me this guy.
Right. Yeah, but if it's not part where you're buying, then what's the shiloh?
It comes from out,
but it goes in. Okay. Yeah.
So then it doesn't matter which part of the field it is. Even if it's at the end.
Well, it can't have a middle of the property. It's only past.
If it's at the end of the field.
Doesn't make this which end it is. It's on the
right.
Boundary.
On the boundary, it wouldn't work.
20. Right,
Charlie, you want to see the watch? Throw the watch to him. Avi, throw the watch to him. He'll give it back.
AliExpress just delivered it.
Base kur afani meichelach. Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Yours doesn't scratch because
I sprayed it.
Has scotch guard. Base kur afani meichelach. Mida bechevel. So dude, we had this gemara before. I'm basically selling you a base kur. Base core is, how big is the base core? Base core is 30 so. 30 so. It's 8 acres. It's big property. Mida bechevel, you take the tape measure to measure. Pichas kolshu yinaka. Hoysa kolshu yinaka. Yachser. So basically, if it has to be precise, I'm selling you a base core. I want a base core. Now, the Rishbam speaks out, what happened to Aino? He says, One second. No, kol darsha midah shem mishkel v'shem minyan afilu pachs deina chayzer u'mocha chas nemech toys hava. So Mar Zahanim yom taltalam v'karka lo shach v'chazara the kimlo rabbana on the nichle the kach liktus mashchim tzilfi amido hein chas hein yasu moicha nami hach kamelon hachi ka amalei beis kur of ane moicha lo chlofi midah achevel v'michase anakim v'miyose achsele. He says that the normal thing is that that a guy is including these things. This halacha of ainanolak akoyis, only if you're selling it to him, you're selling an acre for an acre cost $100, you're selling it for $200. That's called ainanolak akoyis. Right, that's only on the charge is ainanolak akoyis, but not on the measurement. If I'm selling you an acre, I want an acre. That nobody's giving up an acre. So the reason why over here, you are masking for the sale because people want to buy property. I want to buy my property, my houses. The guy said that it's a half acre and it's a drop less than a half acre. Okay, no problem. No, so I'll give me back some money. I still want the property. I want to live here. That's the vart. Now, v'imamar hein chos v'en yes. So he added this word. So now he's saying, I feel pichas roev el saw, I hoisi roev el saw, which is a quarter of a kav, higiyo. That's fine. That's a normal, it's a margin of error. Higiyah. Yaisim ikan. If it's more than a quarter of a kav, yasa cheshvan. Ma'al ma'axloi mois. Rin rotzo. Sorry, not more than a quarter of a kav. It's more than a kur. A little bit more. So yasa cheshvan. Ma'al ma'axloi mois. Rin rotzo ma'axloi karka. V'lo ma'al ma'axloi mois. Li'afus kosh shomayich. Because what's he going to do with a little piece of property? You give me back a little square. What am I going to do? Unless you're chardak. Gemara says, Shim Shai Basada based Tishakavan Uvagini based Khatsikav, Khadiv Rabbi Kiva, based Rabbi Maxla is a Shim Shai Basada based Tishakavan, Uvagini based Khatsikav, you can give that back and the guy could that's a Makam Khoshim and you could take back the karka. Khadiv Rabbi Kiva, based Rabbi Maxla is a karka, Valois a Rival Vadu Maxa, let's call my sir. Now is a big Khish in the Mishnah. Let's say it's more than a quarter of a kav per saw, per more than a quarter of a kav. So the halach is you give back everything. It means I sold you a base core. So you're allowed 30 quarter of a kavs extra in there. What happens if it's 40 quarter of a kav? Then everything goes back. The whole thing. Because then I'm not machal anything. We had this before. Everything goes back. That's the end of today's Gemara. We'll continue tomorrow. Come tonight for tomorrow if you want. Arba. We're doing 9 o'clock. We'll be always fast beforehand. Nobody's gonna be hungry.
No.
Yeah,
Slichas for the next day.
You can do the daf for the next day walking into
Slichas.
That's all
I'm going to get. Charlie coming up. Arba midas b'talmidim. There's four. How do you say midas? Four.
Categories.
Not categories.
Characteristics.
Characteristics. Characteristics. Not a measurement. Mar l'shmaya umar l'abed. A guy.
Go explain it.
You have to have it a little bit.
Wait, this is good. Hello, this is very important for the Rosh Hashiva, the frock. Listen. Mar l'shmaya umar l'abed. So a guy listens fast, but he also loses fast. He forgets fast. Yotzei Shechar Rav Seder. He's a waste of time. Kashal l'shmaya, v'kashal l'abed. It's hard for him to hear. It's also hard to lose. Yotzei Shechar Rav Seder. Why? Because it's kashal l'shmaya. So he can never really get there. Mar l'shmaya, v'kashal l'abed. It's chacham. That's a good guy. Kashal l'shmaya, umar l'abed. Zeh chelek ra. He has, Nebuch has nothing. He has no Avono,
no.
And he also has no Zakarn. So he's sort of up against the
Klotz.
No, it's not.